Lord.
Thankful for everybody else that's here. Thank you, Lord. Like for us all to look up this morning. And
yes.
Let's ask the Lord just to thank God. Thank you to pray for me for my body wise. I feel like awful bad. But thinking about the funeral attended yesterday, and I thought Sister Donna said that probably some of them don't be here. They might be running late, but maybe they will be here. But and I seem like they're on my heart for them. And I thought, Lord, I'd like to see these people be able to come to you. It seemed like there was such a longing and such a desire reaching out that they could hear something that would help them. My heart went out to them, and I'd like for us to keep that family on our mind and try to pray for them. Death is something that's fine. But I thought today he's given us pride and he's given us peace. He's given us joy in the Holy Ghost. And you know, we could reach up and ask God to help us this morning and let the power of God begin to move. Let God rule in our hearts and our minds. We don't know what might happen. But I do know one thing for sure. God is capable of doing all that's needed. He's capable of sending all the power right here today that you and I need.
Yes, Lord.
Able to reach down and touch the heart and the mind and the soul. And I thought through that this morning, his desire, or your desire that you might have to serve, could just be manifested. And I thought about what he said over there one place. He said, you shall have the desire of your heart. And I'd like to just ask you today, the Word of God said over there in one place, he asked you, what would you give in exchange for your own soul? You know, sometimes it takes a lot of help and people don't realize it. And they say that they're within themselves, and Satan's trying to make them believe a lie, but they say within themselves that I can't do it. I can't help it. I can't stop it. I can't turn it. Oh, Satan wants you to believe in your life that there's nothing can be done. But let me tell you what, there is something in your life that can be done. And through God, he said all things are possible. And this morning, if you're willing to turn to him with your whole heart, mind, and soul, and what strength you have in turning to the Lord, you can find out what can be done. So the day you seek him with your whole heart, he said you'd be filled. And he did something with us in this life when he left us. Brother Ray, I think about it so many times when he was there with his disciples and they hated to see him go. Brother David, and he said something to them that has meant so much to me through life. He said, peace I give unto thee. He said, peace I leave with you. And I thought about the last thing that he left with God's children. It was his peace. And this morning, you can have that peace. But it cost him something in your life. Oh, God, it cost his dear life to be turned over into the hands of the Lord. Not that your will could be done or would be done, but just the will of the Father. Because as long as I seek my will, then I'm not seeking God's will. Oh, God, but when we put the God of trust and we put in the Lord this morning, and we simply turn our life over to him, Lord God, in the power of God, can come down and he can help us in our afflictions. He can help us in our needs. He can even forgive us of every sin that we ever committed in our lives. Lord God, he said, Brother Keith, he said, I'll make a brand new creature out of you. Brother Husky said, all things become new. Now look, what I feel people out there in this world today, they don't even realize that they can have a brand new life. Glory God, don't even realize, glory God, that everything could be white clean. Glory God, that they could be serving a living God that's able. Glory God, to cleanse them and purify them and make them holy. Glory God, but they first got to make a decision in their life. Lord, what would I give
big shame for your spirit.
What would I give this morning just to be a child of God? Lordy God, what would I give for a brand new life?
Well, I want to tell you something. Looks like to me, you'd want this. You want peace? You want joy? You want life eternal? You want to go to heaven? What would you give this morning to have all that? What would you give to be ready? To be prepared to go? What would it be worth in your life? Begin to work with these young people. And I made a decision this morning. I'll have to separate and go with about 9 up and about 8 down. But I want somebody to... We're going to take them young ones too. Because I tell you what, I'd like to see them be raised in the way of holiness. But I thought about it like this now. We're over here now for all of us. For all of us. What this morning would it be worth you in your life to turn to God? To turn to God. I thought about when he began to talk to us that I'll go all the way with him. He said, even until the end of the world. To the end. Not only to your death, but he's there to judge you. And he's there to give you life eternal. For them that walk upright before him. I'm going to read just a few verses.
Thank you, Lord.
Like the children of God to pray for him, and you pray for his salvation. I wish you could wake up today. And I know you're fighting some battles out there. Children of God fight battles. But every time I fight one, I say, Lord, how thankful I am to have your spirit. How thankful I am, Lord, to have your joy and your peace. How thankful I am, Lord, to have the love I have in my heart for you. Made mention of them people down there yesterday at the funeral. I said, God, give me a love. And he gave me a love not only for my family, not only for my best friends, but he gave me a love for every living soul. Why, I'd like to see every person on earth have what I got. What God gave me one time. It's been more precious to me than even life. It's more precious to me than life. Why, I'd give them life in a minute. I often thought, Brother Buddy, what would we do back there? Maybe one of these days when we're being persecuted. And he said, if you're alive, let's put on the lie, what would you do? Well, it wasn't no trouble for me to answer. I've already given my life, Brother Buddy. It's already been given. And I want it to stay on the altar too. I want it to stay there. I don't have any desire to take up my own life. Brother Oscar, to walk in it. My desire is to walk with God. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder if you believe this morning that you can have this peace. I wonder if you believe this morning that all this joy that we have in our lives, that you can have a part of it. Such a part that it brings peace to you and brings a love in your heart that man can't touch. They can't be taken from you. Even your worst enemy, they were just love to devour you. They still can't take this peace from you. He said, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. I've never stopped hoping. I've never stopped looking to see these people that's out there in the world today be able to overcome. See, the people that's going down a road that I know just beyond is death. Never stop hoping and praying. I wish they would just stand still just a little bit and let God's word come and be obedient to it and be cleansed and made whole and be a brand new Christian. They can. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can't live for God without. You can be as good as you can be. I thought about Cornelius being a just man, a devout man. Feared God, gave much alms to the people, prayed always. But yet, he was lost. Even to the extent that when he prayed, an angel came down from heaven, told him what he must do to be saved. He followed that. Today, the Word of God is still what it's going to take for you to be born into the family of God. Thought about in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word is God. This Word, if you can just remember to come to it, remember to obey it, remember to seek it out, remember to strive to come to obedience, then this Word of God can have its free course. He said, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would ever dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." The old devil will talk to you again and say, "Well, be nice with me, I've been too bad." If you're a sinner, you're just a sinner. You know that? If you're a sinner, you're just a sinner. But I found where Jesus one time cast out seven devils out of one woman. Well, buddy, she must have been full of sin, but just think about it. But it might have not been one thing to cast out of another. That might have been all a weakest point in their life. But yet he says, where there's much to forgive, he said there's much love. And I've told this a million times, and I thought about it, received my Holy Ghost when I was 12 years old and raised in my Holy Ghost. The only sin I really basically ever committed was to tell a little lie and maybe steal a little or something like that. That's about all I ever got into. But when I got to be a grown man, and I had a dream one night, the Lord put me out there in the world. Put me out there in the world. But he showed me where it was. But I was standing and I turned out there to it. See? But I knew where it was at the time of God. But it was a dream. When I woke up, I would never forget that dream. He let me see as a man the kind of misery that the world was, because as a kid, I just didn't know much about what the world really was. But he let me see that to where I could feel and I could know these older people that's been out there in the world. Let's walk out there. I want to tell you something. I don't want to be out there. I thank God today that I'm not out there. I thank God today that I don't have to worry about waking up with a hangover. I might have a headache or physical problem, but it's not that. So I'd like to just encourage you. Do what the Word of God said. Come out from among you and separate yourself. Don't be a follower of it. Just walk with God. He said, but God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We shall be saved by his life. He gave his life that you can have a right to this morning. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
I'm glad you got a chance.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got a chance. I thought about James. This funeral yesterday, I can look back, and he always showed me just to be a good friend and never failed to show himself friendly. Bonnie and I look back and I said, no, Bradley, the last time I said anything. Just a special effort to come by and, hey, how you doing, and this and that, and then we see him gone. Life is like a vapor. It's just here and it vanishes away. It's coming. Be stay prepared. Get ready, folks. And don't let Satan get you up in all your problems of life. They make problems with you. He said in the last days, he said they'd be married and they'd be given in marriage. They'd be eating and drinking. Well, I'll tell you what. Everything except the mark of the beast that he talked about in the Word of God is almost up to that point. It's already been coming. And we don't know when that day is coming. But it's coming. It's coming. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. A moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Death is going past. On somebody in that mountain. Just an instant. And here you are, you're worried about this one. You're worried about your wife. You're worried about your husband. You're worried about your children. I want to tell you something. You may be concerned about them and you love them. But you better worry about your soul. Where you going to spend the time? Get yourself to the place then that you can pray. And then God will honor your prayers. You might say, well, God help them. Let me say to you this morning, God help you. You're not a child of God. God help you this morning. That you could obey him. That you could become a child of God. And then you pray for the easy. It's still out in the world, but lost and undone without hope. I'm still looking forward. I'm looking forward. There's something that I've made mention, and I tell you one thing I pray every day about. I try to have it in my heart every day. We got a half a dozen young boys and young girls coming up in our church right now. I want to tell you, I want to see you come on to God.
Yeah.
Well, I have a dozen more like a dozen of them. And I just imagine walking around Sister Black and just being with them children. And seeing the power of God on them, and knowing that they got something to live for, that's above this whole world. Got something to hope for.
Yes.
That they don't have to be ashamed of. Got something to look forward to. But I feel their bitter. I feel their pain. And I want to see them come out of it. Because they can. They can come out of it. They don't have to follow the world. And my prayer for them, and my hope for them, is I'd like to be able just to walk
them, yeah,
to see them grow, and stand as a city that's set on a hill that couldn't be here. A child of God.
Bless him, Lord.
A child of God. I'd like to see them make it. You got everything out there in the world against you now. But the Word of God said something for you. He said, if I be for you, So if you'll get God on your side, it won't matter what the world does. It won't matter what you face. It won't matter about every trouble that you got out there. If you'll just get God on your side, I want to tell you what you do. You can stand above this world. And you can praise God through the hope of your salvation. And the people of the pray for me. It's going to be a testimony service. Everybody, you hear this? Everybody, the Lord. So David, all of you.
I pray my way. Oh, with you, precious Lord, came with you when I ride him
crown it would give.
give to me, Brother Wynn. Thank the Lord. You boys and girls, just think about that. You might not get one of them if you don't come on to the Lord. Bless the Lord. You won't get one if you won't come to God.
Heavy
thank
boys.
The Lord. Y'all pray for me, and I could be humble, Brother Wynn. That I could walk upright before him in here and say, well done.
Yeah, bless the Lord.
Holy God, if they could just say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Brother Johnny. Let him go over and he laid hands on him and God healed. I knew for a child of God that he see that child of God tonight that God would just use to the glory and to the glory of God. Everybody like to sing that. Now sing this song. If you want to give God praise, even if you're lost, if you want to give God praise, it won't hurt your business to stand up and raise your hands up before God. And just honor him. We don't ask God to charge this service. We don't ask God to give these people salvation. We don't ask God for his will. If his will, his will, for the preachers to talk, we want them to talk. Only God, whatever God's will is, Brother Johnny, that's what we want. But there, the next thing we know is we want you in the altar. Holy God, and we want to pray for you. For God, we want to see you born into the family of God. And we want this to be the night for you. We don't want you to go home lost. I tell you what, I just like it. If the Lord just spoke to me and said, work a little harder, you know what I'd like to do, Sister Reed? I'd like to find a place of pray and work a little harder. Glory to God, I thought, if he spoke to me, glory to God, and said, go over and just kneel down, Lord God, I'd like to just go over and kneel down. But I tell you one thing, I think God's going to speak to you. In fact, God has already spoken to you through his word. He said, in the beginning was the word. And he said, the word was with God. And he said, the word is God. Only God said, God said to you to lift up your hands and hang out and praise it. And you don't do it, you're reverting. But this is the word of God. Do you understand me? Only God, you're not doing the least that you can do. Only God, you're not even starting. You're not even starting to try to obey God. Listen. God wants an obedient people. God wants a servant of the King that will serve him. God wants a servant from the God and say, yes, Lord. What must I do? I know I'm funny. I'm funny. Glory to God.
Thank you. I'm thankful tonight for the goodness of God. It's just a few verses here I'd like to read. And I thought about Kenneth's testimony, but I believe. Now, I'm only kind of calling the record. He said he believed. I'm going to ask him if he repented of all his sin, because he believes if he repented of all his sin, we could see somebody receive the Holy Ghost very shortly.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you,
Lord. But that's what it's going to take. Thank now, turn from all sins. And I believe he wants salvation. I'm feeling it. And I want to encourage him. That's what it's going to take.
Yeah.
Is believe. And it's going to take repentance. And I'd like, starting along in the third chapter of 2 Peter, along with the ninth verse, he said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. And he made you a promise. And there's some people here that's going to the altar and saying, Lord, Lord, that needs to get serious before God. Now, I think about Sister Missy, many a time, going to the altar, and every now and then people get in bed and pray for her. But I could tell, no doubt the church could tell, Brother Oscar, the time she began to make a decision, she was coming to God.
Yeah.
And going to the Lord. And I've heard her testify to it many times that she come here one day wanting the Holy Ghost. If you made a decision to turn your life and stop going to this altar and just going there as a form, now, I'm not saying you are, but I want you to get so serious before God that you will realize that God has made you a promise.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to use Dennis sitting back there, and I'm going to tell him like it is.
Bless you, Lord.
Dennis, probably like me, ain't true. His health probably not real good. You could go anytime. I could go anytime. A lot of things can happen to us. I don't want to leave my work undone spiritually. I want to be ready to meet the Lord. You better get ready. You need to get ready. You need it. And I'll tell you something. You ain't even worried. This might hurt your feelings a little bit, but I want you to listen to me. The Word of God said a mess. You forsake, yea, even your own self. You're not fit, Brother Oscar, for the kingdom of heaven. Now, I'm not saying that to him. I'm just telling him he ain't fit. The Word of God said he ain't fit. Unless he'll forsake his self and come to this altar and give himself to the Lord. And that's the same way for anybody else.
Yes, definitely.
Now, he said over there in another place to kind of try to make you understand how to give yourself. He said, unless you become as humble as a little child, he said, you'd likewise perish. Now, these little children, they'll just humble themselves down. I tell you what, you could whoop them. I guess you could scold them very much, Brother Oscar. And I want to tell you one thing. They're not like somebody run over there and they'll pout for just a few minutes. And then they'll come crawling up there in your lap and hug your neck and kiss you. Now, that will let a grown person do that. Let me say something to offend one of you people, or just to hurt your feelings in seeking the Lord. Why, you liable to throw it around. You liable to throw it around for years.
Yes.
And you know you told something around that can take you to hell?
Yeah.
He said, woe be unto the man whom offense comes to. Now, what we got to do is straighten this out. I don't want that woe of damnation to come down on me. What I'd like to do when I feel I've made an error is straighten it out. And you can feel good down in your soul the minute you straighten it out. Now, the minute these people, Brother Oscar, that's lost, stop taking offense towards their wife or their husband or their best friend or the pastor, or their uncle, or their aunt, or mama, or their daddy, or just the more enemies out there.
Because that love, when it begins to work strong enough, it makes you love the enemy. It'll cause you to want to do good to them that despiteful
go against your views. But it takes a love of God for that to happen in life. And not even these people who seek the Lord, not just for them, but a child of God, if they're not careful, they'll slip back from that. But when somebody hurts their feelings, they'll go over there and hold it and hold it and hold it. And you know how long they hold that, Brother Oscar? They just like they toting a big old weight and they won't let it go, and they just get drugged down more and more and more until they just buckle under it.
True.
Now you don't have to do that. Now God is not slack concerning his promises. As men, as some men count slackness, but in long suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. One time we had a lady. This particular lady was known in the community of being a hard woman in the community to get along with. I thought I'd seen her. Just kind of seeing knock-down drag-out, you might say. Brother Oscar, we lived in a duplex house, and they lived in one side, and we lived in the other. And I seen many a times broiling and seemed like fighting and carrying on. Well, wasn't long till her son had a wreck in a truck that killed him. But anyway, a little later on, another one of these ladies, particularly, I was thinking about all that, but she lay down to sleep, and she didn't wake up anymore. She just died in her sleep. Now, Brother, it slipped up on her, didn't it? Had no idea that she'd never wake up again. Doesn't matter which way it comes. It might have come in a head-on collision with an alcoholic or just going to sleep and hitting something. But if you'd have just did. Well, I'll tell you what, I know something. My time's coming. Now what I got to do is to be ready to go in whatever moment that time might be. Whenever that time comes, I need to be ready to go. Now that's what I'm trying to talk to you about right here tonight. I need to be ready. I don't know what the hour's going to be. I don't know what the day is going to be. I don't know what the minute's going to be. But I do know that it's coming. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. Now he's talking about he's coming back right there. He said the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. If you looked out there and thought about now, he said the elements would melt with fervent heat. But see, God made me another promise, and he's not slack concerning it. He said there'd be a new heaven. Brother Oscar, he called it New Jerusalem that would descend down for his children. They'll get to escape this old world when it goes up in flames. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? What manner of person ought we to be? What manner of person ought we to be? Said, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved with the elements and shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven
New earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The place that God's got prepared for his children. I want to tell you, our eyes, our imaginations, our minds can't even start to comprehend what heaven's going to be like. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that we look for such things, be diligent. Be diligent. That ye may be found of him in peace and without spot and blameless. Be sure. Be diligent. That you may be found with him in peace, and without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of the Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things in which are made things hard to be understood, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable run at as they do also the other scripture unto their own destruction. Now, when I begin to talk to the little children, hey, I want them to grow up and to know that they've got not only a family with them, Brother Oscar, but a church. Yeah. And they stand in a multitude of counselors. And they stand among a multitude of love. Now, you're in the house of God, and you found without spot, you're found blameless. You're in a multitude of God's love. He said, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. He said, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Now, what I want you people to seek in the Lord tonight to know, God made you a promise. And in one of them promises, he even said, I'm not even going to give you the promise of tomorrow. You ain't got the promise of tomorrow. But he did promise you salvation, but he said today is the day of salvation. Now you people are seeking the Lord, and you come here to pray when you get in trouble. Well, I realize that's the many times when you get in trouble. But I'm going to tell you, there's something that you're in more trouble today if you're lost than you've ever been in your life, because time is knocking at the door. Time is right here at the door. And I'm concerned about a lot of people here in Auburn. I'm concerned about this. What's wrong? The church wants you to have salvation. Your mom and daddy want you to have salvation. You got a wife, your wife wants you to have salvation, or your husband wants you to have salvation. What's wrong? What's wrong? I tell you what, I can read your actions and your works, and sometimes I can feel your needs and even feel your problems, but I still can't get down into that heart and ask God for you. You've got to ask Him for yourself, and you've got to be the one to work it out. I can pray for you from my heart, say, Lord, I hear what you say. I wish you'd have heard. But you have got to be the one to work that out. It takes a good person. It takes a good desire down in your heart. Brother Oscar, it takes a person that's willing to start a new life
And unless you're willing to forsake the world out there, I'm going to use what my pastime. I doubt if there's anything in the world I do for a recreation. Every now and then I go fishing. And I enjoy that. But if I was down there and I was catching a fish every minute and I was filling that boat up, Brother Oscar, boy, I'd be tempted to stay. I'd be enjoying it so much. But I'll start watching the sun, and I don't wear a watch because they get in the way, and sometimes I sure need one on. But I'd almost tell you within 10 minutes of what time it is, because it's on my heart. It's in my mind. So I don't need to be trying to skip out of church to go fishing. If that was to happen to me very often, and I got anything else, and anything in the world wrong with fishing, I'm not talking about it, I mean anything in the world wrong with it. But if I laid out of church, I won't tell you what God no doubt would do. He'd lay it to my charge. Hey, it's you that done that. It's you that done that. Now, in other words, what's going to be laid at your charge, and I want you to realize this and know this, it's your decision in your life what you need to do. And when you make that decision, this is what I'm going to do. And when I said fishing, I look back there and I have no doubt that me and Dennis love fishing. We enjoyed it here a few days ago. No doubt that Mike would hit him or come to him. But I was using that for a real good example because but it would be, in some people's cases, something else. But totally different. But if it keeps you out of the house of God, it's totally wrong. It becomes a woe unto you, and it don't become something that builds you up. Now, he wanted you through the grace of God to be built up, and he wanted you to grow in knowledge and understanding and in truth. And I look back over and I think about my life, and I just thought about some bad problems that I've had through life. I let work many a time do to me, where I just keep on and try to get the job done and not come to church. And I'm going to tell you something, that was a blessing to me. So I've been wrong, and I know what I'm talking about, because God would whoop me and chasten me for it, Brother Oscar. Says, where's your heart now? Where's your heart? And when I got through with them whoopings, Brother Oscar, that's what makes me watch that clock and do my best if I can be here to be here. Now, I realize that sometimes you'll get caught up in camp. And I realize you people that's got jobs to where you can't just walk off on, I'm not talking about that. God knows all about that. But I tell you what you can do about that, you put them petitions before the Lord and say, Lord, will you just help me that I can get my life and get my job? And start praying that you can be in the house of God. And the first thing you know, they might promote you or they might even fire you. But it'd still be the best thing that happened to you. If you want to, if you got a desire to be in the house of God, they might even fire you, Brother Oscar. But I tell you what, if they fired you, what better would it be? Just go on and find something else in to start with. Because that's what happens to us a lot of times. We'll go along and we'll accept things as they are and won't do nothing about it. But God's expecting us to do something about it. And I was thinking, Sister Margaret here lately has talked about prayer for her children, and Sister Mary Edna, and I hope they're getting settled here in Memphis. I hope so. And her son getting closer to where she can be able to communicate with us. All these things are important. They're important. Because if they could just be around her and her life shines, then that light will just shine, and it'll shine, and people will see something in that life that causes them to want to be just like her. People watch children of God, Brother Oscar. Yeah, and first thing you know, they want to be like her. They want to be like her. So now, God wanted me and you to be ready to give an answer to him, and he wanted to stand here without spot, and he wanted us to be blameless. So if we got something that we just need to straighten up, let's just do our best to straighten it up. And let's get ourselves right ready for the Lord, because he might come to me before morning, he might come to you before morning. But I have come to the place that sometimes that I feel in my heart, I have to speak it, that somewhere down the road very shortly, he's going to wake some people up. And that's sad, because I'd like for the Word to wake me up. Not to have to look back and preach over you and say, well, I wish he could wake up. I heard. That's not what I want to see. What I hope to see is you people that are seeking God will wake up and set your affections on things above and not of this earth. And get ready and get prepared to meet the Lord, because he's coming back. And it might be when you're asleep. And least expected. But tonight, you don't have to be asleep. Boy, how wonderful it'd be to see a half dozen of you see the Holy Ghost right here tonight. And you know what? You're a decision away. One decision away. One decision away. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but if I could say something that hurts your feelings, it would cause you to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of all that unrighteousness that you've done. All of them failures that you failed to do, when God commanded you to do them. All of them things are laying aside and getting you on yourself and coming worthy to be a child of God. Laying aside all of this pre-looking at people and judging them and just letting Satan just whirl your mind around. And all this having all against somebody. Well, I tell you what, if you don't learn how to forgive me or learn how to forgive somebody else, well, do you realize that the God of glory won't forgive you? The first thing you got to do is learn to forgive. If you'll forgive, there's a forgiving Father there. There's a forgiving Son in Jesus Christ that'll forgive you all your trespasses. But you've got to be able to have a forgiving spirit in your heart. And when you get that kind of spirit, I hope you, that's the spirit of Jesus Christ. And he'll help you. And he'll bless you. We want to pick a song. Oh, you got one there? That's good. You need salvation. You don't need to go home lost. You need to obey the Lord. And I want to tell you, the time to come to God is when he's drawing you. And you need to really take heed. Let's sing a song, and everybody wants to pray. We want to pray for you.
As I go by the amazing glory and Jehovah, my soul, my life is filled with love.
The power of God.
Yeah.
And that power of God is able to raise the dead. That power of God can do all things. Everything that needs to be done. Now let me tell you, Satan come along on me this morning. I guess it's Satan. But either the Lord wanted to prove something. Doing fine and had to crawl out of bed about 4 o'clock. Got a nerve or something in my leg and a steam boot. Just like this, just stopped. Well, man, I've been praying for me. I've asked several of the ministers here to pray for me. But I sure don't want to get started in a revival and have to contend with pain so bad that you just can't hardly make it. But I have seen the power of God move too many times and let Satan worry him out there. So I'd like to say to Brother Harlan, to the ministers here, Brother Melvin, Brother John, all of you, need you do it. Your very best for God. We got so many things that are needed spiritually. Glory to God. And when you come into these doors, I want you to be able to leave here and say, I know one thing. That power of God is in that building. Glory to God. That power of God is in the temple right here. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's the Holy Ghost. Brother Buddy was shed abroad in your heart. Glory to God. He said, the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. He said, no, you're not, but you are the temple of God. Today, I want that Spirit of God to touch every living soul that's here. Glory to God, we want the healing power of God to reach down today. Glory to God, and touch you that you, when you leave here, glory to God, you say, I know God was there. Glory to God, I know that. Glory to God, I know God's real. Glory to God, I know He can lead the world here. I know He can give salvation. I want to just reach down and glory to God and just touch you in such a way. Glory to God, we will give you here today that you'll never be in place again. Glory to God, you'll have a memory in your heart. Glory to God, to say God is a real God. Glory to God, and that's what we're here today to do. We're to serve Him. Glory to God, we're to worship Him. Glory to God, we're to sing praise to Him. Glory to God, we're here to let His will be done. Glory to God, we're here for one purpose. Glory to God, and that's to serve God. Glory to God, anything that I might do within myself, Brother David, would amount to nothing. Glory to God, but when God, glory to God, begins to speak to you, glory to God, when God begins to say through you, glory to God, when God begins to testify through you, oh, and them prayers reach up, and there's no block there to cut them off. Glory to God, we can see these people born into the family of God, and this can be one of the best revivals that we've been in a long time. Glory to God, children, are we ready to pray? Glory to God, are you ready to obey God? Are you here for one purpose? And that purpose only is to be fed spiritually. Glory to God, let me tell you now the greatest thing that you can be, glory to God, fed with, and that is this Word of God. Glory to God, if you don't have this Word of God, you don't even know what to do. Glory to God, if you don't have this Word of God, glory to God, you can't do anything. Glory to God, He said, how can you hear without a preacher? And He said, how can you preach except He be sent? Let me tell you something today. You need spirit-filled people. Glory to God, right out the way with you. Glory to God, because He said, if the blind lead the blind, He said it all. Calling the midst together. I didn't mean to get started, but I'm
listening, Lord.
We're a child of God. We're realize one thing. We need the hand of God. Glory to God, we need the power of God. Glory to God, and I will tell you something. When people see, Brother Jay, that power of God, they'll know it's real. God, they'll touch them. Glory to God, and every miracle that God ever done, and people looked upon Him. Glory to God, I thought about that old king. Glory to God, He would say to me, He is the Son of God.
Yeah.
Glory to God, after He come to me, to be put to death. Glory to God, truly, He is the Son of God. Today, I want you to know that when God's power begins to move, and these people begin to sing under the Holy Ghost, glory to God, and these people begin to preach, and the Holy Ghost begins to lead them, and these people in the altar begin to pray, and you get to see one born into the family of God, you'll never forget it all the days of your life. I can walk around in this church, glory to God, and I can just show you the spots, glory to God, that the Holy Ghost came in. Glory to God, I thought about Sister Missy, Brother Lyon, was standing right about in here kneeling, and the Holy Ghost come in. Holy God, and I can just walk all over the church. Holy God, Brother David, and I can just never forget the day or the place. I don't forget the time and place. Holy God, where I received it.
Bless
God. Oh, that's a miracle you can witness before God. Holy God, in the day of Pentecost, Holy God, they were amazed. Glory to God, I thought that they were drunk. Glory to God, I tell you something. It doesn't bother me a bit. Let people think anything they want to. Glory to God, but I'm going to tell you one thing. The power of God is so real. I thought about, let me just tell you something. Glory to God, I don't know why this come to me, but it's real. Daddy was running a revival in his house. Glory to God, a prayer meeting. and the way back. Glory God, they had enough power with God that they could even take up a serpent. Yeah. Brother, glory God. And then people say, well, we're going to bring them down there. We're going to test your faith. Glory God, we don't let people bring things like that to test our faith. Glory God, but in this particular case, they come out there and they open the trunk of the car and they were fixed to come up there to service. And Daddy Manning went out there and brother, and he dumped them things out on the ground, was fixing to kill them, and the power of God hit him. And he just reached down there under the power of God and held them things. Holy God, I know the Lord. Holy God, he said they're perfect laws. Holy God, and he had it. I thought now he could become and have the power over the devil himself. Would you like to have the power over the devil today? There ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost can write that. Glory God, there ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost. Glory God, that's going to give you life eternal. Without the Spirit of Christ, the Word of God said we're not in His this morning. It's going to take the Spirit of Christ for me. It's going to take it for you. It's going to take it for everybody here. Holy God, and if you're not a born again child of God, let me tell you what you got waiting for you. Holy God, it's eternal damnation. Holy God, and I want to tell you something this morning. He said there's going to be many called. He said, but they're going to just be a few chosen. Holy God, it's going to be left up to you today. Whether or not, holy God, that you'll serve God. Oh, Father said one time, he said, for me and my house, he said, I'll serve the Lord. You want to serve him today? Yes, sir. Pray for me. But I don't want that to tell you. If I'm being over here, whatever place you would call my home, there's some people on the table. It's been tested too many times. I know the power of God can hear them all. In the places that we have. Holy God, in the days, I want it to be one of the best days of your life. I'd like to see you. Holy God, be able to see the Holy Ghost given. Holy God, let me tell you the main thing I'd like to see. Holy God, in this revival, I'd like to see the Word come to you. Holy God, because without that Word, Holy God, you don't know what to do. But when that Word of God comes, Holy God, I'll tell you something. When it begins to hit you, brother, I remember one Sunday a long time ago, a little over 48 years ago. I'm over in Arkansas and I'm 12 years old. And I remember exactly the day that the Word of God hit me. Holy God, in a little prayer meeting over there. Holy God, and I made my way to the altar. And I didn't quit till I received the Holy Ghost. Holy God, and the people, I go to this altar a lot of times and they'll feel good. Holy God, hey, I'm born again. Well, that's no such thing as that. Holy God, you're born again when the Holy Ghost comes into your life. Holy God, and it comes, takes its abode right here, Holy God. And it comes because Jesus said, I'll pray the Father for you. Holy God, and I thought, Holy God, He's prayed the Father for a lot of us. Holy God, and a lot of us have received that. And if you allow it today, I'd like to see you call on the living God. Holy God, let's have another song. Does anybody at this time have any special requests? I'm going to pull a chair out here for me first thing.
Yeah. Help us. God help the Lord.
I'd like for Dennis to be back.
I'm a little bit still, but the pain's gone. I stand to be a little still, but I tell you what, sometimes when pain gets so great, either it's going to injure you, you're going to put you to bed, or you can't do anything. Glory to God, and I said, Lord, going into a revival, and James said, put a foot on the ground. That just had me worried. Holy God, but I thought the Lord's got a reason for all things. But I do know today that His power's here. I know that. Holy God, and I want that power to reach out and touch you. Holy God, I want it to reach out. And when this Word comes, Holy God, and we have our fellowship today that we can have with one another, we'll enjoy it. But if the power of God can fall, Holy God, and we can hear His Word, Holy God, and we can see people born into the family of God, I really see that. And the same every song out there. Holy God. Now we need, Holy God, to get a hold of Him. And we need to turn the service totally over to Him. And ask God just to feed us. That we need. Holy God, we've got plenty of preachers here. Want them to obey God. Glad every one of them's here. Holy God, and we want all the visitors that's with us. Holy God, I want you to have a spiritual mind and a spiritual desire. If you've been into the house of God and you wanted God to do something for you, this is the place for you to kneel down and be able to get it done. Glory to God, because
We believe that God can do that you ask of Him. He said, ask and you shall receive. He said, knock and it'll be opened to you. Today, glory to God, if you want a closer walk with God, glory to God, if you want to be born into the family of God, glory to God, if you want to feel the presence of it, glory to God. My Lord, you can have it, glory to God, if it's your desire. Now, if you ain't got a desire to be closer to God, I want to tell you one thing the devil's going to do to you. He's going to run you out that door just as fast as he can. Glory to God, but if you'll stay, glory to God, with God's children, and say, Lord, I want your will today. I want to tell you what you'll do. You'll start trying to open them ears up. Glory to God, to hear every word that comes from the Word of God. Glory to God, every song that the Lord will put in His people, the same to His glory and His honor. And I tell you what, when these people get to testify on the truth, glory to God, how the truth made them free. Glory to God, how God reached down and touched them. I think, brother, I don't want to just take up this whole hour. What time is it? Glory to God. About 12 o'clock here, the table's going to be spread out there. Glory to God, and we want you to eat all you want. Glory to God, but I tell you what, I'm hoping that you'll come back to at 1:30, and I don't want to put a time limit on these brothers up here. One of them gets ready to say something here directly. We ain't got no time limit. We ain't got no form we have to go to. Not a one. Glory to God. So if God begins to lead in a different direction, glory to God, we'll just go God's direction and leave ourselves behind. Glory to God. If you know the light of the Lord again, glory to God, then you put it before God, because that's what we're required to do. Glory to God, is ask God for His will. Glory to God. And I promise, all the last few singers have been asked how the power of God felt, and people just fell in this altar. Glory to God, and how they began to seek God. And I said, Lord, I was so thankful for that power of God coming down. Glory to God, and began to sing the praises of God. Glory to God, and I'm expecting in this revival to see people born into the family of God. Glory to God, we're here for that purpose. We're here to work for that purpose. And we're here not only for that, but we're here to receive food from the Word of God that we can grow. Glory to God, we're here to be reminded, glory to God, that God said He had all power. Glory to God, and He said He wouldn't withhold any good thing from them that walk upright before Him. Glory to God, now if you want to walk upright before God and you want to see some good days and some good times, follow the Lord. Glory to God, He'll lead you in the paths of righteousness. Glory to God, He'll bring you out of the world of sin. Glory to God, He'll separate you from that world that's out there that don't care about God. And He'll make a brand new creature out of you. Make you say, boy, I'm old. 40-50 years old, you'd like to be made a brand new creature. Well, He's talking about that Spirit of God that is coming to you. Glory to God, and you got a brand new heart, a brand new desire, a brand new way of living. Brother, just sing a song and glory.